Welcome, everybody, to the Big Call tonight. It is Thursday, December 11th, and you're listening to the Big Call. We're 2 weeks away from Christmas. I'd like to welcome everybody into the Big Call and just say God bless you, and we look forward to a really fun call tonight. And we've had a fun discussion pre-recording that unless you were on the call early, you missed. So thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Let's go ahead and pray the call in, and then we'll go to Sue for what should be an excellent teaching along the lines that we've had recently. They've been just terrific. Okay, so let's pray. Lord God, we just thank you so much for this time of year, this season, where we realize that Jesus is the reason for the season. And we thank you so much for everything that surrounds Christmas and Hanukkah and Festivus, if that's a real thing, and everything else that is meaningful at this time of year. Thank you for blessing us and bringing an incredible blessing to us very soon, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, magical time of year, magical time of the week. So thank you for the teaching and what you're bringing to us tonight.
Well, I think this will gift everyone, and I want to dedicate it to all the people that I get to connect to and love that bring heaven into my life. And you all know who you are.
Yes.
Getting heaven into us. I owe the world a spirit-filled life because I owe them an encounter with God. Without the fullness of the Holy Spirit in and upon me, I don't give God a surrendered vessel to flow through. The fullness of the Spirit was the goal of God throughout the law and prophets. Salvation was the immediate goal, but the ultimate goal on earth was the fullness of the Spirit in the believer. Getting us to heaven is not near as great a challenge as it is get heaven into us. This is accomplished through the fullness of the Spirit in us. Jacob, an Old Testament patriarch, was sleeping in the great outdoors when he had a dream that contained one of the most startling revelations ever received by man. He saw an open heaven with a ladder coming down to earth. On the ladder were angels ascending and descending. He was frightened and said, "God is here, and I didn't even know it." That statement describes much of what we've been witnessing in this world for the past several years. God is present, yet many remain unaware of his presence. I've witnessed God touch upon thousands of people in the present outpouring. Conversions, healings, restored marriages, addictions broken, and the demonized set free. I'm getting such feedback, I don't know why that is. The list of how lives have been changed is gloriously long and increasing daily. Yet, as these have been changed, there have always been those in the same meeting who can hardly wait for the service to end and get out the door. One person recognizes God's presence and is forever changed. The other never realized what could have been. Jacob's dream provides us with the first mention of the house of God in Scripture. This house contained his presence, a gate into heaven, a ladder, and angels ascending and descending between heaven and earth. Jesus affirms Jacob's revelation about the house of God on planet Earth, but in a way that is completely unexpected. John 1:14 says, "The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us." The word dwelt means tabernacled. Jesus is introduced here as the tabernacle of God on earth. Later in the same chapter, Jesus says that his followers would see angels ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. The details of the Genesis 28 revelation of the house of God are seen in the person of Jesus. He is an illustration of Jacob's revelation. So reflect on your understanding of the doorway that you represent in being here on this call as a doorway, a portal between heaven and earth, and make the decision to allow heaven to descend into you and be seen by all who encounter you. And that's my teaching for tonight. How are you tonight?
Thank you, Sue. Yeah, I like that. That was a really cool and somewhat different teaching. I really enjoyed that. Mm-hmm. You know, that whole story about Jacob's ladder is so cool. And who was it? Tesla that came up with Jacob's ladder and did a, you know, that thing that has two rods that go up and they widen out and there's a spark that goes between it all the way up. All the way up to the top. That's Jacob's ladder in a scientific way. But what I really liked about this teaching was it talked in terms of tabernacle. And a tabernacle is another fancy name for tent. And they used a tabernacle, and it also means dwelling place. So to tabernacle with someone is to reside or to dwell in that type of a dwelling, which was a tent back in the Old Testament days. And Jesus, in the way of the Holy Spirit, which the teaching mentioned, the Holy Spirit tabernacles in us. We are the temple, in a sense, we're the tabernacle. We're the temple of the Holy Spirit. Our bodies, our physical body is a temple. And the Holy Spirit dwells within us, in us. And so I love that fact. And I also love that we can essentially meet God in that place, God the Holy Spirit. Remember, we're a three-part being, just like God is. God is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We are spirit, soul, and body. So we're three-part or a tripartite being, and we were made in the image of God. And God is also a three-part being, three in one. We use the term triune God. We use the term Trinity. We use the term Godhead. There are several terms for the idea of three in one. And so what I liked about this teaching was the fact that God can dwell in us and we are in God. And it's so cool that, yes, it's going to be easy for God to lift up the church and raise the church and take them up at the time of the great catching away or rapture of the church body of Christ. We're talking about those who are believers in Jesus Christ as Savior and believe that he came, that he died, was crucified, dead, resurrected. This is the big part, resurrected from the dead. And then he came after he was resurrected. You know, he was actually made to be a new creature. He was given his resurrection body. We who go up to meet Christ in the air will also be changed in the twinkling of an eye, or the blink of an eye, we would say, twinkling of an eye, and given a resurrection body that we ascend to heaven in. And that is, and Jesus was our first fruits of the resurrection, because, you know, he walked through walls, he ate, he actually cooked breakfast for his disciples out on the beach. He cooked them fish and had bread and stuff for breakfast. Pretty good breakfast. I bet it was a great breakfast. And he was doing that in his resurrection body. It was just so amazing. He was on the earth, and hundreds of people saw him like this for 50 days before he finally reascended to heaven to sit at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. So, fantastic. That's a cool teaching, Sue. I like that. And I like the fact that, you know, whosoever will may come. And God knows who you are, and he knows whether you'll receive him or not. He hopes that none should perish, but everyone should come to a knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. So I'm here to tell you I have that knowledge, and I hope you do too, especially at this Christmas time of year. So I think that's enough for me right now, Sue, unless you want me to go on. Bob? Bob, you're there to bail me out again. Thank you. Thank you, Sue, for that teaching. I thought it was really a really special and important teaching, so thank you for it. And I love the concept, just the visual of what the vision that Jacob had in seeing this ladder going up to heaven and then the angels ascending and descending from heaven. It's pretty cool. Imagine it was a very cool vision that he had. Bob, this is something that you're aware of. You've heard of this before. What is your take on this teaching, and did it say anything special to you or bring back any memories for you as you think about it?
He's having a sneezing fit.
Oh, is that right? Okay, Bob.
Yep, I think he's on mute. Bob, unmute.
No, I'm not on mute anymore.
Okay.
Okay, good.
Yeah. So I was saying thank you, Bruce and Sue. Thank you. It was I was so caught up in all of the wonderful things coming to my mind and my spirit from the teaching.
Yeah.
I was like, when I heard Bruce say Bob, I was like, all right, I have to
get back in my body. Yeah.
Yeah, I have to stop being the light of God, and I have to transduce into photonic manifestation. So I did that. And anyway, I started thinking about the ladder, and I kept seeing these ladders that were made of light. It was like, you know, the rungs going across were these shimmering lights, and the bars coming down on the sides were shimmering lights, and the angels were like light also, and they were just kind of not really climbing the ladder or climbing down the ladder, just
floating,
utilizing that ladder for energy, you know. I started thinking about, you know, Genesis and, you know, let there be light. And then I was like, well, how is it really that when they say that God is within us, I started thinking, well, when God allowed for light, he created the sun and all these other stars. And he was like, all right, so I got to have these suns that I create, because they're going to take the light that I give to it and then cast it upon the earth. And why would we do such a thing? But, of course, God's children are on earth, and he needs a means of life-sustaining energy. But not only that, information can ride on light. And if you think about this, they're building satellites right now with lasers that are going to circumvent the moon and laser information back on beams of light to pods on the earth. The laser light company is producing these satellites right now. And we know information can travel on light. And as the teaching was going on, I was like, I think what God is doing is he's sending information on this light that he has manifested, that he's declared. And he has light in many different forms. The higher you go in the echelons of dimensions, the more different the light is. But at some point, it's light that's just outside of our third dimensional light. And then a transduction happens, and lo and behold, we have photons that appear out of nowhere. So there's a quantum leap in a chemical reaction, hydrogen becoming helium, and like magic, there's a photon. And for the longest time, nobody really knew where they were coming from. We now know that in these quantum leaps, there's some form of light that's coming to us through a channel that's manifesting as something humans can absorb. And I think God's information is being sent upon that light in the form of his love for us and his, you know, his great desire for us to have a happy and healthy life. And then here we are on Earth, and the light is coming to the sun, then it's coming to us. It passes through God's atmosphere that he created, so just the right light hits us, and it comes in through our eyes and gets transduced again into electrical energy.
Yep.
It comes in through our skin and touches our skin and becomes chemical energy in the form of vitamin D and pregnenolone and estrogen and testosterone, and it hits the photoreceptors in our mitochondria and gets transduced into electrical energy. And here we are now with this light having traveled through these different passageways is giving us life. And all along, the information that God wanted us to feel was riding on that light. His love for us was riding on that light. And then we, in turn, give back. We give off light. We give off near-infrared light from our bodies. That's the heat coming off our bodies is actually light. You can't see it, but it's actually light. And we're giving off electromagnetic waves just like are coming onto us from the core of the Earth. And we're contributing that back into God's universe. And so here, you know, God is in us, and we are in him because based on our attitude, if we're loving, if we're in gratitude, if we're compassionate, we're putting out certain forms of electromagnetism that go in every direction and in quantum theory go for infinity. So, you know, not only are we in God's creation, but we're helping create it by our attitude. And here is Genesis, right, in real life, in scientific proof that this light that was created by the immense creator is manifesting in us. And if he can send messages on his light coming to us, what if we can send our own perfectly crafted message back to him, back to the universe, with the light that's coming off of our body? And therefore, here we have the great Messiah has come to show us how to do that. how to love your neighbor, how to contribute, how to be a great lion of God with your compassion, right? And that's what Jesus taught. And this is the people that follow along and do it are giving back the greatest gift that they can give to God, which is a mirror, a mimic, a reflection of his light that we're choosing to give back to him.
That's right, Bob.
Oh, beautiful,
wow.
Bob.
Well said. Well said, Bob. That's beautiful. I love that. You know, real quick, before I get to Sue, Bob, that reminded me of an experiment that I did for a science fair in the eighth grade called One-Way Voice Communications Over a Beam of Light. And I created that where a light beam would send a signal over and be received by a solar cell on the other end and then transferred back into sound and speakers and so on. Well, the next year I took it in ninth grade. I won the science fair in electronics that year in eighth grade. And the next year in ninth grade, I did it in stereo, and I had two different systems going and playing music through over a beam of light and then converted it back from light into electricity, into sound, and then out of two speakers, out of an amplifier. And it was just, you know, and you could go a long way with it as long as you could focus the beam over to the solar cell, or both solar cells in that case. So that reminded me of that when you were talking about that. And the other thing is, Sue, that God said, let there be light, and there was light. In other words, he spoke light into existence, which is where Bob was going. And we can speak things into existence as well. That's what he's basically saying for us to do. When we pray, we're praying out loud, speaking what we'd like to have happen to happen. So what did you think of the teaching that you came up with, Sue? And how do you relate to it? And what do you gain from it?
I'm going to take a sip of water here.
Go ahead. Me too. I'll take one too.
This is a big conversation, and which is why I picked it for us. Go big or go home.
That's right.
Remember, it's called getting heaven into us. And what I loved about what Bob was saying, and I just want everybody, if you could, if you wish, to just shut your eyes so you can really tune into this. I think we're living in a time when what Christ brought 2,000 years ago, I mean, we just got to look a little contextually. 2,000 years ago, he was bringing advanced high energy physics knowledge. The Father and I are one. These things and greater will you do. And what we know about high energy physics and biofield science, it's a very, very deeply researched, which is what Bob was talking about, how electromagnetic energy, what you were doing, Bruce, quantum and informational fields, sort of the latest physics. I hope I don't get myself in trouble with my physics friend.
I know.
He's a member of the pod. But it's information theory is all based on quantum principles of interconnection. So Christ is a field. It's a field. It's a field phenomena of being one, just like Jacob's ladder, with multiple dimensions of reality, information. And so we're in a shift, very profound shift, from where humanity was letting a little sliver, and now we have the science of how to get it deeper into the body, into the nervous system. I'm going to be talking about that in my segment. How these biofields, how certain practices, how certain compounds that Boomers provides for us allow an amplification of unity into our fields, which is what the teaching was about. You have to reduce your noise, just like in a stereo system. You have to get rid of impedance, which is noise and fragmentation. Christ didn't have noise. They didn't have all the electromagnetic interference that we have, but they also didn't have the rich exploration that we now are bringing Christ consciousness, Christ, and the physics, the really deep understanding that has us getting ready, poised, like Bob said. I mean, there's a reason we have a space force. You think it's because we're going to be stuck here on Earth? It's a passion of mine, is high energy physics and sort of future physics. But what this teaching talks about, and what I'm going to talk about later on, is making room for that ability to see once again. I don't think a lot of people allow themselves to transcend, like Bob had to come back into his body, to go into that transcendent dimension of Christ, and to go up and to sense their consciousness, their awareness from a higher plane. They pray from, Einstein said, you can't solve a problem from the same consciousness that created it. A lot of people pray from survival. What if you prayed from that higher dimensional part of you that was beyond the problem? And you didn't pray with thoughts. You prayed with the coherence of that state that you want to experience. And so you knew, just like Christ did, and this is the phase that I think we're moving into, you knew because you felt it in your body. It's getting it out of your head so you can feel it in your body as the Father and I are one. My prayer is answered. Consciousness turns into facts. That's what Christ knew. He knew that unity, and that's why I picked this teaching, is I thought, you know, it shined a light on how most of us, and it's really hard if you think about it, if you're walking around in the world and you're trying to elevate, allow heaven into you, and then you have to come back and resonate where most people are. That's the challenge, I think. And once the blessing comes, it's going to be, the challenge will be how to resonate and choose the state of allowing heaven and Christ to descend into you and designing your life so that your nervous system can actually experience that. You can't create anything beyond your capacity to embody the state of the thing you want. And so for us to create a new earth, for us to create and allow the kingdom of God to descend, we have to create the space for it to get into our nervous system. And that's what Christ was here to say, which is what he said. He said, you're going to do greater things. And I think the greater things is when we stop waiting for the rapture or anything outside of us, and we choose to bring heaven down to earth because we're co-creators with Christ. Now, we're doing what we really could have been doing the past 2,000 years, and we're going to have the resources to do it. So that's my take on it.
Well, that's good, Sue. That's pretty good. Yeah, we're not waiting for the rapture to get things rolling. That's for sure. The rapture's going to happen whether you're ready or not. But in the meantime, we're to occupy until he comes. And so what we're doing is we're going to just do exactly what you're suggesting, making these changes, making everything better for society, for humanity, one day at a time. And we're all about that. And that's what Rebuild America, Rebuild International, and all those other things are for. So, yeah, we're not just looking up and just waiting. We're doing. We're occupying. We're getting things ready. Are ourselves ready for heaven to come down to us and to be in us? That should be happening already as the Holy Spirit, you know, quickens your own mortal spirit inside your body. Well, that's all good. All right. Well, I think we should just move on. Oh, man, I want to say something about 3i Atlas, but I don't know if I should say it now.
No.
I'll wait.
Cool that, yeah.
But I'm thinking of something that I want to share with everybody about that, and I will. So let's go, Sue. Let's go into prayer and praise and see what we have tonight that you can bring to us, please.
Okay. So let's see. I get these all lined up and then emails start coming in. Hold on a second.
I know. It changes everything. Yeah.
Okay. I got it. Okay.
Okay.
This is from Pastor Scott. Please continue to pray for my 19-year-old daughter, Destiny. She's having a very difficult time. She's an introvert and doesn't want to go to school, work, or church. Thoughts of self-harm, thinks inpatient is a good option, but it's not. My wife is a clinical licensed marriage and family therapist by trade, so we're keeping a close eye on her. We moved her up from the basement bedroom upstairs, sleeping with her mom. I moved her to the spare room. We're very concerned, trying to get her to the right doctors and therapists. This time of year is very difficult. Dayton working overtime on my family. Got everyone worked up. We are praying overtime. As for me, part-time speech therapy, going good, building strength. Love you all. Be blessed, Pastor Scott. So I'm going to pray for Pastor Scott, and I'm going to say part of what I'm hearing from this is leaning, first of all, a lot of anxiety, which is understandable, but it's looking at the condition and wringing the hands, which is understandable, and that the whole family, the whole ecosystem is reverberating with you, Pastor Scott, with everything that's going on, with a young woman that has probably witnessed a lot of instability and just wants to get quiet and coherent. So going into public places where she has to relate outside of herself when her nervous system is dysregulated is very challenging for her. And she needs to get calm. The family needs to get calm. And they need to get centered. And they need to choose to experience consistent practice of peace. So I'm going to pray that your wife and that you and your daughter establish a ritual to just come together, get quiet, and train your nervous systems on a scripture on meditating for 10 minutes together, on getting quiet, and just saying, in the name of Jesus, we know that all of our nervous systems are saturated in the most beautiful, glorious peace. We dwell in the presence of God. We're whole in the presence of God. We are anchored and stable in the presence of God. And our eye is single on our well-being, on our unity, on our love, and all is well. And if you did that, instead of dwelling on something's wrong, this is, you know, she's not acting right, she wants to, if you just centered on the truth of the love that the three of you have, and you practice doing that together, just quieting, being still, and anchoring that presence, within 2 weeks, I would imagine that you'd be looking back and saying, what happened? Because it's really about stabilizing people in their native well-being. And they've been through a lot with what you've gone through. And if you could just see the three of you resting in wholeness, and this is true for everybody, if you could just get still and quiet and not be by herself, but she doesn't want the stimulus of the outer world. She wants to rest in coherence. And so she has you and her wife and your wife. So in Jesus' name, we release this to you to do as you wish, and we see you healed and whole, centered and balanced. And may it bless anybody else that's in a similar situation. In Jesus' name, we say amen.
Amen. And if I can add to that, Sue, just to say that, you know, Pastor Scott, you have the authority as the believer over that house. And as you speak to whatever's in that house, there might be something trying to attach itself to destiny. You just speak to that and tell that evil spirit or whatever it is that's coming upon her to leave in Jesus' name, and it will leave. Take authority over it. And that's what I wanted to say. And for destiny to be healed, just like Sue said, in Jesus' name.
And let me see. Okay, that was that. I'm going to say a prayer, and this is a prayer for a member of the pod, and I'm not going to use his name.
I know who it is,
Bruce.
Okay, I'm sorry.
And I'm just going to say a prayer, and I'm going to say that this wonderful man is going in for a surgery tomorrow and is going to be in the hospital. And so we're going to see him again. His nervous system is traveling up into the higher dimensions and is being filled with wholeness and peace and new downloads of information that are going to help him in this 3-day quietly getting restored period, to have new insights, to have breakthroughs, to have incredible new understandings of his true needs, his true nature, his total healing. And we just see him being filled with the love that's in this prayer and with Christ and with all of our sending him love and understanding, that he's just mind blown at the experience that he's going to have, that has him walking out of this experience healed, whole, and forever free from limitation. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
And Let's see. Oops, nope.
Genia.
Hold on. Nope, not yet. You're welcome, okay. Scott. I'm not opening it. He just sent me something and I'm just saying.
Okay.
Prayer, please. Nope, that's that. Okay, here we go. This is for Dee, humbly requesting prayer for healing and miracle breakthrough for Jimmy, dental pain and depression, Bill, emotional healing and depression, Jeremiah, sore throat, flu symptoms and depression from marriage breaking up. Thank you for praying. So, Dee, this is where I'm calling on some sort of advanced activist. This is not a one-and-done situation usually, because these are conditions that are like neural architecture. Most people have like had a practice of not being really, depression just doesn't, I mean, it can go away suddenly, but what I would do is call on them or go and see them and just imagine them feeling their whole nervous system and maybe down even in their stomach being filled with sunlight. And have them smiling into their inner self, as if the sun was smiling inside them. It's amazing how our nervous system and our brains and our emotional systems need to be filled with images that is really Christ's love, but the things that brighten us all. So it's about what you're seeing inside of yourself, and what you're hearing inside of yourself. And you can be an activist by going and saying, let's just shut our eyes and imagine the most beautiful new scenes of just your whole life being filled with light, the light of Christ. And try doing that with them. Don't just tell them. Try, like, literally spending 5 minutes with them every day. And watch how that starts to turn around their chemistry, their approach, their everything. It's amazingly powerful to reverse chronic and acute depressive symptoms, is to use our minds and see Christ and see sun and see beautiful images. In Jesus' name, we offer this to you as a prayer, and it's a very practical and proven approach to bring it into their bodies and mitigate their suffering. In Jesus' name, we see them all healed and you healed by activating this in them. And say amen. Now we're going to go to Jeannie. Where is it? Prayers. Nope. Wrong. Sorry. Prayer request. How come I have it? Here we go. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you may abound in hope by the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, today the Big Call family is praying for all the leaders and millions of listeners for all their prayer requests, especially health and finance issues. Pastor Scott's complete recuperation. Destiny's complete recuperation. Yes, Jeannie, I just added that. RV blessing, 800 numbers before Christmas Eve. 14 days until Christmas.
Yep.
Med beds, ASAP. Tariff checks, world peace. Blessings and peace to all on this call. Everyone have a blessed weekend. We pray through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And amen.
Good. Thank you, Jeannie.
And I'm just,
very good.
And I'm just going to ask everybody, I was just listening to, it's like, blessings, walk in the answered prayer. If everybody on this call walked in the answered prayer, whatever that is for you, as a practice, my gosh, the world would be shifted because you're actually, just like Bob was saying and Bruce was saying, you're actually projecting that into the world. You are the answered prayer by choosing your power to walk as the answered prayer. Okay, that's me.
That's good. That's good, Sue. That's really good. That's so true. And I hope I have a few answers for us tonight, and I'll get to that in my segment.
Anything I don't know?
Tonight. Oh, yeah.
Anything
yes.
I don't know?
Oh,
oh, good.
Oh, always something. Always a little something. But, Sue, I can never tell where the prayer of your comment on the prayer starts and stops and when your segment starts and stops. So let's continue your thought patterns and see what you have to say about your segment tonight and where we are going with you tonight.
Well, we're bringing heaven on earth manifest home. Heaven on earth manifest home. That's where we're going. So walk with me down this space, and let's just go to the space of, I'll say, the upcoming class that's about to get out. Get your pen out, everybody, because I have a special announcement. The Strategic Possibility Engine. We're going to be talking about that. And we're going to be talking about really, well, two things. How to, I mean, we're all of us on this call got into the currency for certain reasons. If you look back at why you got into it and what you thought and where you are now, you're probably looking at a very, very different version of yourself, and maybe even your values have changed. But I'm going to explain something that's really been kind of right in front of you that you may not have noticed, and that it's going to be something we can easily create, which is wholeness and moving out of fragmentation. So I want you to just look at something. Shut your eyes for a minute. And notice what happens in about 5 more seconds. And I want to ask you, when you shut your eyes and you go inside and you just focus on your breathing, do you feel calmer? Do you come inside your own tabernacle? Do you feel quieter? And if you answered yes, within 18 seconds, your brain starts to move into what is called brain synchrony. When you shut down your visual input, your visual cortex, you shut your eyes, your stimulus to the and your connection to the outside world gets drawn inside. And you actually start to become more coherent. This is studied in thousands and thousands of research papers around brain synchrony, QEEG, which is like the where they put caps on people's heads. And I think that Christ modeled this so beautifully. But we didn't have the science to understand it. And if you think how Christ he was always walking with that inner universe, that channel to God, that quiet knowing, that inner knowing. He wasn't, when he looked out in the world, he wasn't seeing the world as it is. He was letting heaven descend into him. Think about that for a second. Because if you do, you're going to have compassion for when most people are walking around with their eyes open in a very, very high stimulus, lots of distraction, lots of people calling, texting, doing, tasking. That's a very, very high stimulus state. And then you wonder, why do you feel so tired? Why do you feel so, everything is about fragmentation. But especially in our world, if you're not quieting your mind, shutting your eyes, gathering your prayer, gathering yourself, stilling yourself, is there any wonder that your body is dysregulated, your breath dysregulated, your relationships dysregulated? You're constantly being pulled into chaos, constantly. And so what we try to do, and I have two testimonials to read to you, and what I think we're all trying to do is I'd like to work with some of the new cognitive science and a science called interpersonal neurobiology. And it was started by Dr. Daniel Siegel. And he calls it mind sight. And he says all disease is a disease of dysregulation and not being able to go inside yourself. This is where it's really so, I mean, the joy I get from learning this and being able to share it is now we can put names, now we can put practices to get Christ into our body. If you don't go inside, and think about how many people you know, they're just doing, 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 they never slow down, they're busy, they're distracted, they live for that. But look at their lives. Look at their lives. Are they in well-being? Are they flourishing? Is their body healthy? Their emotional life healthy? Their physical health healthy? Or are they just matching people because, it would feel strange to slow down and get their power back? So I'm going to read, I'll just read what Dr. Daniel Siegel says. An integrated mind is a discerning mind. When your heart, body, and awareness are aligned, you hear wisdom clearly and you lead wisely. I'm learning, I practice this. I mean, this is the practice that is in all our classes, but it's like when you become more integrated, hence integrated minds, when you get to slow down, when you have structures that are designed for humanitarian founders or the people that got Zim, and I know not everybody that got Zim said, oh, I'm going to be a leader or I'm going to be a founder. But I hate to tell you, when you bought that Zim, you actually were signing up to be a co-creator of the new earth. So at whatever scale, you're going to be participating in the decisions that are going to help to shape this world. And that's not to put something heavy on you. That's to put possibility and the meaning of raising raising you to a level where that is going to be something you design the fulfillment of your life from. It's not going to be about profit. It's not going to be about having houses. It's going to be about designing your life from the new wholeness that is not materialistic. It's going to have material aspects to it. You could have a big house, and you could have a great car, and you could have everything you want. Yes, that's all fine. But the meaning behind it is in the way you live it, express it, create connection, create the new living reality of a loving world. So here's what one person said. Sue, we can't thank you enough for designing your best future. We both felt so much clarity and peace at last. I'm not going to mention their name, so nice and short. So there are some people that had a map of designing their best future and then got these meditations that are going to calm you down. Now watch what else came in today. That came in yesterday. But this was really interesting to me, and I told Bruce about it. I had a woman that wrote me and said, "Hi, CB here. I'm not going to use her name. I really need help. I'm having anxiety attacks about all this." Now, I'm going to really ask you to be honest with yourself, because I know this community pretty well. I know what everybody's dealing with. I know they haven't slowed down to redesign and think about their life. Ask yourself, would I like to be supported in walking this out so I have a map of really how I'm going to execute this, and I get to reflect and calm my nervous system down? If I asked you to just go somewhere and it's got a lot of new kind of, a lot of things you've never done before, anybody's nervous system would be overloaded. So I want everybody to feel okay about that. But there are things that you can do. We designed this course so that you could have access to something that would soothe you, regulate you, give you strategic clarity. And we go into some of the emotional. I had someone write me this morning. A lot of this is getting you grounded in steady emotional regulation, because you make decisions from that space. And so we're trying to get the wise part of you, the stable part of you online, because but we're not looking outside. It doesn't matter what the outside world is going to do. What's most important is that you get grounded in your clarity. It doesn't matter if the world's going to go hyper novel. It doesn't matter what everybody's doing outside there. We want you going inside, getting clear, knowing how to walk it out, and keeping your eyes single on Christ. So, one offer. If you want designing your best future, send us an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com and just put DYBF, and it's $100. Put your name and telephone number, and we'll get an invoice out to you. We're going to do that Friday and Sunday. Why Friday and Sunday, Sue? Because we're launching a very big class. Let me explain what that class is. With a special invitation for people that can walk with us in this. To do a class, to launch a big class, and here's the title, The Mastery Science of Walking Through Possibility. And this is what you're going to enter into and what you're going to exit out of. This is the science of strategic entrances and exits. And what it's going to do is it's going to help you to think, notice, because you're going to have to get really good at this in this new world. Is this resonating with me, or is this old? Is this coming with me, or is it no longer a part of where things are moving? As a beater, you've got to be really effective, and we're taking the best strategic thinking, neuroscience, all this cool stuff. So think about, do you ever struggle with like getting out of things you feel like you need to get out of, but you've been stuck in? This is the class for you. So if you want to come to this class, the people in the, they're called the pod, People of Divinity, that have taken, this is class 224, I think. I don't know, I've lost count. I'm not going to count anymore. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to open it up because it's work, it's labor for us. We're a small team. So we're going to ask anybody that has PayPal, if you want to join this class on Monday night, December 15th, as long as the numbers are not out, $100, and what you're going to get, starting Monday night and Wednesday night, December 17th, is you're going to get such clarity about who you are, how you're moving, how you're going to select your people. But basically, you're going to just rest in scaling, going up into your new standards with strategic entrances. This is what I want to get involved with. This is a yes. This is a no. And then really how to get out of things. And that needs to be looked at. It could be texting. It could be habits. But you've got to look at that or else it's going to like pull you back into your old life. You've got to be, just like the teaching said, you've got to be an open vessel when this arrives. Open, clear, ready. Like a beautiful, like a field that's been prepared for seed planting. That's what this class is designed to do. To make you resonant with your highest future by what you're entering into and what you're exiting out of. And it's going to make it so clear to you that any of that, like, oh, my life is all over the place or whatever, we can't have that. We're into the science of readiness, and there really is mastery science. Mastery science is not about being an expert. It's about really knowing what to do in the situation with wisdom. So if you want to join us, send an email that says possibility 100. It's really not a class 8. But call it Possibility 100. Remember that, Bruce. Possibility 100, but you've got to have PayPal because we can't do a ton of invoices. We're just like, can't do it. So if you have PayPal, you're invited. And I'm so sorry, everybody else, but if you have PayPal and you want to come to this class at 7:25 and you don't have to come, you can listen to the replay, but you're going to get usually like a mini booklet that's going to help you make really clear, Christ-aligned decisions. And this is incredibly high-level, practical, strategic, and really equipping everybody for the kingdom of God. So it's going to just have you resting in clarity. That's the point, have you resting in clarity. So join us if you want. So we've got Designing Your Best Future, if you want that, and you're just getting started. You can do both. But if you want to join the class, you have to have PayPal. So that's my segment for tonight, okay. Bruce.
Thank you, Sue. That was clear. Very clear. Not a class 8, NAC 8, or
possibility.
The other term,
possibility.
Possibility.
Just say possibility. Yeah.
Possibility. Yeah. Posibilidad. Possibility. Okay. Got it. Possibility is good. Possibility. Well, that'll be good. Sue, that'll be great for anybody that has PayPal that is new to the pod or new to the classes can join. And just let Sue know with the email, integratedminds@hushmail.com.
Yes.
I'm in.
And just yep. Remember to bring up designing. We have two things. People do both. We have people that are buying designing their best future for people, mm-hmm. which is so cool. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Carolyn.
Yeah. Very good.
Designing the best future is for the whole year. Strategic possibility is real engine is really about so you don't get cluttered as you move forward and you're moving in freedom into your future. That's really what
Alrighty.
It's designed to do. Okay.
I got it. Thank you, Sue, very much. Okay, that's going to be great. I know that'll be a terrific, not a class 8. It'll be terrific starting Monday. It'll be Monday and Wednesday, 7:25 p.m. Watch your emails for further instructions. If you send her one and tell her you're interested, you have PayPal, boom, you're in. All right. Thank you, Sue, very much.
You're welcome.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, let's do this. Let's segue over to Bob's side of the country. And, Bob, tell us anything that's going on that's coming. We know we've got two new products, and one is ready and shippable and is going out now, and that's Super Strength. And then we've got one that's coming in another week and a half or so, probably maybe by the end of the month or so. And we always love the testimonials, Bob. So anything along those lines, I would be really excited to hear about.
Very good. So, we got word today, Bruce, this afternoon, that the mm-hmm. manufacturer has finished bottling the collagen.
Oh, and, nice.
We sent a truck to pick it up. And it's on the road on the way to Florida tonight. So
Great.
They said it would take, 5 to 6 days to get here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be next week sometime that we'll have it. So that's going to be a really good thing. We get a lot of people waiting for it. And for people that haven't heard about it, this is a brand new product that was invented just recently, and it's designed to help people to rebuild the cartilage in their joints and also to block pain of any kind, whether it's in your joints or not. So this is a really strong, really effective product. The people that used it during the testing period typically reported that the pain they had went away in 3 to 4 days. And and over time, if, say, for example, they had a bad knee that was hard to walk, over time, over the course of a couple of months, it would keep getting better and better till they got to the point where there was no restrictions at all in their movement, even in pretty severe cases. So this is the first type of product that you'd be able to take, by mouth. It's going to be in a dropper bottle that will actually help rebuild your cartilage.
That's fantastic.
And the pain block mechanism is a really strong one. There was a discovery about a pain mechanism with a sodium channel that runs through your nervous system. And Eric Kurtz, the inventor, figured out a plant extract that when taken in purified form and rendered water soluble would actually block that channel and block your pain. So we're going to sell that product by itself, but also together with the roll-on pain called Super Strong. And we've already had about 200 people that have gotten that product in just a week's time. That works really well, too. It's got a special nano gel technology where it gets all these active ingredients that we've known for a long time were good for blocking pain, but just kind of on the surface level. Well, now there's a technology to get those same compounds into your bloodstream. And so people are using that and getting really great results from it. And it's becomes a systemic pain soothing thing. And between the two products, and we do have a bunch of people that agreed to be the beta test and use both of the products at the same time and just had amazing, tremendous results.
That's awesome.
So you'll see if people want to get that collagen, if you have any joint pain or pain you've been struggling with for a long time, or you know somebody who's got problems with their knees, their hips, their hands.
Shoulders.
You know, the shoulders. Give us a call. Stephanie and Lucy will be working tomorrow, and they will be able to help get you on the waiting list so that the first day that the collagen arrives, we'll get it out in the mail to you.
Well, there you go.
And also, Bruce, we do still have our sale going on, our 25% off sale. People can get Boomer Boost right now, and barley, and lignans, and probiotics, and like 10 other products additionally you can get on sale at 25% off. This is the best sale we've done this whole year. I'm not sure how much longer it's going to be going on, but through the weekend it'll be on, so people are listening.
Right.
You know, tonight or tomorrow on the replay, then, it, you know, go ahead and take advantage of that right now. And then, Rob, do you have more testimonials, but I'm just going to read one.
Okay, are you sure?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Yeah. But did you have something else? Did you have a question?
Let me just mention, because I don't know if everybody caught this, Bob, but you got to remember the gentleman scientist out in California that came up with collagen is Eric Kurtz, the same gentleman that created the miracle pill Myotrol. So we know what Myotrol is able to do and how strong that pill is and how just valuable that has been for so many people and their testimonials. Just realize that we expect the same type of performance level from collagen. I just wanted to make sure they understood that the same gentleman has created both of those products.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's the same technology. It's the base technology that he created to be able to, you know, identify which molecule would activate which gene and then how to actually get that molecule right into the nucleus of the cell and have it attached to and latch on to the coating around the gene to allow it to express itself. It's pretty miraculous. And the testimonial we got was about Myotrol, and this is the second one, Bruce, that came in just in the past couple of weeks, saying basically the same thing. The other lady that wrote in a testimonial similar to this was a physicist. And a woman who is a therapist and a physicist, and very much like Sue, she does trainings for people, and she was using Myotrol, and right away she started to release weight and have tremendous benefit from it. And then that was back probably a month and a half ago, and then about a week ago we got another lady who called in and said, hey, it's only been 2 days. Is it really possible that I'm feeling superhuman here after just two days? And she was so impressed that she got her 85-year-old mother and father both started on it today, too. And this person wrote in and said, I never expected my muscles to react this quickly to Myotrol. I'm 73 years, and a while ago I was always very athletic and active, especially playing high-level table tennis. When I took my first two capsules around 2 in the afternoon, I thought to myself, okay, I'll give it a week before I expect to feel any difference in my leg strength. Well, about 7 hours later, I started to walk up a flight of stairs expecting to feel the usual muscle strain and tiredness at the top. But instead, I actually ran up the stairs with significant bounce. And then at the top, I looked back and said to myself, no, you didn't just run up these stairs. It's a 73-year-old word, right?
That's fantastic.
Never expected my muscles to respond that fast to myotrol. Is it just me, or has anyone else reported such a quick response? How is this possible? So, yeah, that's getting more and more common that we're getting people saying the same thing. And, you know,
Bob, were you any good, Bob, at table tennis, ping pong? Are you pretty good at that?
No, not really. I never played very much. My nephews and all their friends are really avid table tennis players.
Are they?
But I was more busy playing basketball and baseball.
Yep.
In a game like that,
outside.
I would shoot pool.
Outdoor sports, yes, pool. Ooh, watch out. Okay. I am not that great at pool, but I was very good at table tennis. We'll see if I'm any good in the future. We'll see.
Good. Well, we'll all take up pickleball together.
Oh, no, we won't. Oh, not pickleball, please. No way. Tennis players just kind of snub pickleball if they go, man, those are for people that couldn't play tennis. Anyway.
Yeah.
I'm just I know
in answer to the lady's question, you know, how is this possible?
Yeah.
It's very interesting because you know, there's so many different metabolic pathways that are activated by myotrol. And one of them is, and probably the reason why the lady was able to, you know, bound up those stairs is just production of energy. Because she couldn't have built new muscle that fast, right? And that's going to take, you know, a couple of weeks. But the energy is instantaneous. You think about this, Bruce. If you've got a car, an older car that has a carburetor as opposed to a fuel injector, and that carburetor is dependent on the right mix of air and fuel, gasoline, right? And you have to have it just right, or the engine won't run properly. It'll shake, right? And your energy production system in your mitochondria is the same way. You have to have this balance of NADH and NAD+, which is like the fuel in the air, in order for you to produce constant, steady energy at a high level. And when you take myotrol, it activates the gene that controls that balance. And so right away when you take your first myotrol, your mitochondria start producing energy more efficiently. Because when you are producing energy in your mitochondria with an imbalance in those two, you're just putting out a trickle of electrons, right? But as soon as you tweak it and it's humming fine, all of a sudden now you have this high-performance type engine, and that's what happened for this lady, and it's going to continue because now she can express that gene, you know, every day, all day. Her mitochondria are going to be working like that, and now as she starts to gain muscle, as the days go by and the weeks go by, and her legs get a lot stronger, she's going to continue to be amazed.
That's terrific. I can't wait. It's excellent.
And that's about it, Bruce, for tonight. I'm going to give you your time hack. Hang on.
All righty, cool.
It's 10:26.
10:26. Ooh, okay. Well, we've had quite a call so far, so let's go. First of all, just say to get to Bob's website, to get onto these products, you just go to bigcalluniverse.com. That's my site. And when you see it, you'll see a banner at the top that says Boomers. Click on it. It's a direct link to Bob's website. You can go through and you can see all the products that are on sale and put an order together, put it in your cart, and head on over to checkout. So the other thing is there is an 800 number to call to get into customer support, and it's 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. And that's good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, and that's Eastern Standard Time. Now, even today when I called in for an order, I got transferred over, and next thing you know, I had Stephanie. And Stephanie and Lucy were really fantastic, and Steph took care of me and got it knocked out in short order. So that was excellent. And I tell you what, they love Big Call Universe. They love us, and they take really good care if you're a Big Call listener. And so give them a call if you need some help. Otherwise, just do your order online, just like 98% of the people do. Okay? And let's see. Okay, let's get into where we are on Intel. And, of course, last Tuesday I lost battery somehow and didn't quite finish up, but I got all of the important Intel out to you. Now, where are we now with that? Okay, there is sort of a new set of bondholders that have kind of come in, I'm going to call it at the last minute. And they had, this started, well, some of them received travel funds to get to Reno to take care of these Pacelli and Super Pacelli bonds up in Reno. And they received some travel funds so they could get up there. Now, that started today at 11 o'clock Pacific, with flights arriving. Most of these people, I believe, are not private jet people. I think these are people that traveled based on the amount of the travel allowance that they received, they would have had to go commercially, or maybe if they were close enough, they would just drive it. But they're up there working on these now. We heard from some of the people in that area that it's busy, so they're getting them done. And I don't know when this particular group, which I don't think is that big of a group of new bondholders, they've been pre-vetted already. And the question is, will they finish up in the next day or so? It could be. It could be that they don't go very long with this new level of bondholders. Okay? Now, what's interesting about Reno, you guys know that Tier 4A, we consider the Admiral's groups as Tier 4A, and we're Tier 4B, the so-called Internet group. Now, Wells Fargo does not see a real difference between Tier 4A and B, okay? But there is a difference, and we know the difference because of who the Admiral is and the Admiral's group and so on. Well, I did hear today that there's sort of let's call it an Uber paymaster, meaning over paymaster, for the Admiral's group that is in place in Reno now that will begin paying out the Admiral's groups, I'm going to say plural, Admiral's groups tomorrow. Now, that doesn't mean they'll get access to funds tomorrow, but they should have that money put into their accounts. And then they'll be notified how soon they can actually gain access to it. And my understanding is they'll get that probably in a day or two, they'll get access to it. Now, we don't know that exactly, but we know that that is supposed to occur tomorrow for the Admiral's group participants. They're supposed to be paid tomorrow into their accounts. Now, where does that put us? If that's Tier 4A and we're Tier 4B, can we be very far from that? And Tier 3, which is the bondholders, even the ones that I talked about tonight, these what I call last-minute people, what's the story on that? They were supposed to get their emails yesterday and today, and to give them access to their funds, but we don't have that yet. It might be that they get theirs Friday, Saturday, and what I'm hearing about us is that we should get our emails, which would have the toll-free number, the 800 number, to call to set our appointments at the redemption centers and to go in to execute the redemption of our ZIM and our exchange of our foreign currencies. And the last thing we've heard so far today was that we expect that to occur over the weekend. Now, could it be tomorrow? Maybe. Could it be Saturday or Sunday? Yeah, it could be. The latest information from one of our top sources is saying over the weekend or a weekend launch for us. Now, will this be a true shotgun start? Hard to say. Access to funds could be the shotgun start. But if the Admiral starts paying out tomorrow to his people, how soon do they get access to those accounts? Do they get access Saturday, Sunday, Monday the 15th? I don't know. We're just going to have to see how it plays out. And we'll see how we get when we get notified. Will we start exchanges Saturday if we get notified Saturday? Theoretically, if we got the notification in the morning, we could still do something Saturday afternoon. Yes. What about Sunday? It's a question mark. If we start exchanges on Saturday, they would set appointments up for Sunday. They would do that. And we'd go right through the weekend all the way into next week. Now, what happens if they don't start our appointments until Monday? Well, that's a possibility, isn't it? We always know that that is a possibility. We could end up being there. But does President Trump want this to happen for us before Christmas? Today is 2 weeks to Christmas. And if we're going to have a Christmas, we need to have the funds to have a Christmas. And I mean a real Christmas. Not a pretend, oh, you get one gift this year, Christmas. A real Christmas. And I think, even though it's Christmas isn't about gifts and gift giving, we know that that's a big part of the celebration of Christmas that we all have experienced growing up. And it could be the same this year. We'll see if this is special, if it's a special time, and we do get this thing started before the first or the middle of next week. So look for something over the weekend, as I've got it right now. That's where we are. Bondholders, they're getting those knocked out. And I think maybe we'll all get a modified shotgun start out of this thing. I'm looking forward to it. As far as anything else, I've told you before, the Doge payments and the tariff dividends should be coming out after January 2nd or 3rd. I don't know how soon after, but I think we're looking for an announcement in the January 1st to 3rd timeframe. And obviously, Nasara should be part of that, should include the new USN currency, should be part of that, and we should get basically a new start. Hard to say on taxes. We could get a discussion about no more income taxes, only external income. That's what we're hoping for. But we know that Nasara has a provision for a consumption tax. And that would be fine with me. That's an imported tax in the price of new goods of about 15%. And we can all afford that. As far as Doge, same thing. Doge payments after starting maybe in the 3rd to the 5th of January. Our R&R money, we believe, is going to be in our quantum accounts when we go in for our exchanges. So we'll see how that goes. And the Doge payments are supposed to be direct deposit, not checks. Supposed to be direct deposits if you have a bank account, which is tied to your Social Security number, which they all are. So it should be coming that way for us. Beyond that, this is the right time to get in touch with Sue about two things. One, DYBF, Designing Your Best Future. It's a great four nights of classes, hour and a half each night, 6 hours, all on audio. An audio recording that you can just start and go right through it and go back to it and resume and go back and just pick it back up and listen to it as much as you like. That's going to prepare you for the first year. Designing Your Best Future, DYBF 100, okay, $100 for all four classes, okay? And that was before the not-a-class phenomenon. So now you have a new not-a-class, 8, which is called Bruce, why can't you think of it? This not-a-class 8 is what you would sign up for if you have PayPal. If you don't have PayPal, forget about it. But if you do have PayPal, it is $100 for Monday and Wednesday's classes. Monday is the 15th, and the 17th is Wednesday at 7:25 p.m. Eastern Standard Time is when the class actually starts. It'll go approximately an hour and a half each night. Okay, sometimes they go a little long. Some people hang on and like to continue and talk and enjoy the camaraderie on the class. All right? So, for some reason, I'm blanking on what Sue told me as far as what to call the class. So I'm going to call it Not a Class 8 and just say, I have PayPal, I'm in, and then let it go. The address you use is Integrated Minds, INTEGRATED, Minds, MINDS, at hushmail.com. And let her know if you want the, some people might want both. The DYBF, Designing Your Best Future, 100, is $100 for those classes, those four classes. And then the new, not a class, 8, is $100 for Monday and Wednesday's classes. So send that off to Sue tonight because she's going to be working on DYBFs and getting everybody ready for the class for Monday. And there's a lot of, like a booklet that comes out with that. There's artwork. There's meditations. It's quite a beautiful job of creativity on Sue's part to get that information out to you in a beautiful way. All right? So that's what I wanted to say in the way of intel tonight. We're somewhat pushed to the weekend from what we had Friday, Saturday, earlier last night and today. Looks more like it might be look for the weekend. But I'm encouraged that the Admiral, the Uber paymaster for the Admiral group, is beginning to pay out tomorrow. And that's really good. I think As one of our contacts said, money is flowing, money is flowing, money is flowing. And that's a good sign. And all we need for it to do is flow to everybody and us at the same time. Okay? That's what we're looking for. So let's go ahead and thank everybody. First of all, Sue, thank you. And Bob, thank you. And thank you, GCK, and Pastor Scott, and Doug, and thank you, Larry, as well, and Jeannie, thank you very much for everybody's input to the big call. Thank you, Satellite Team, for getting the call out effectively all over the globe, and thank you, Big Call Universe, for listening, some of you for all 14 years that we've done the big call. So let's just go and believe together and speak together that the toll-free numbers are coming out, that we're getting these emails, setting our appointments and getting our exchanges and redemption of Zim done. Okay? And we can do that, and then we can have our Christmas following. So looking forward to it. And thank you, everybody, so much. Let's pray the call out. Lord God, we just thank you again for everything that's happening behind the scenes to effectuate this blessing coming to us. Let everything happen that needs to happen with bond paymasters, with the Admirals Group's paymasters, with Wells Fargo sending out emails for us to get, to have the numbers so we can call in, set our appointments, and get things rolling. We thank you for everything that you're doing in our lives. Continue to bless us. We thank you for the blessings of life and everything we have at this time of year. And we just are so excited about the potential that is right there, right now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Everybody have a great weekend. Let's keep an eye. We'll have a call more than likely on Tuesday. Hopefully it'll be a celebration call. All right? So everybody have a great weekend. Let's watch for those emails. All right. Good night. God bless you guys. God bless you.